4FNO looking for a signal report. Monitoring.
Signal report request. KN4VWA. Give me that call sign again.
Oscar 4, Foxtrot, November, Oscar. My name is Jack, and I'm in Spindale.
Sure, yeah, well, for Spindale, you're doing very well. Back to the 610 repeater. Full quieting, good clean signal. Maybe just a slight static in the background, but it's good and clean.
Appreciate that. I am on a Radiodity GA510 handheld with a 40-inch Abree collapsible antenna in my driveway, and I'm debating sending it back because I wasn't getting good reception last night. I wasn't getting as good as reception as my Baofeng UV5R. Same antenna, same spot, so I don't know what was going on, so I'm giving it a second chance.
Nothing more than propagation changes. I've got a friend that lives in South Park, Charlotte, and just depends on the conditions. Sometimes sounds like he's sitting in a seat next to me. Sometimes he can't even hit the repeater.
Interesting. It was really strange. Like I said, I had it. You know, I was testing it out, same spots, same antennas as the Baofeng UV5R, and it seems like, you know, it's 10 watts, this radio is, and it seems like it's transmitting well, but I couldn't even hit the, I couldn't even break the Blue Ridge Radio Club repeater for the net last night on this thing. I wasn't even picking anything up off of it. It was really weird.
Your antenna, how have you got that antenna mounted?
Bad copy on that last transmission. I'm pacing. I should probably stand still.
KN4VWA, do you have you said you have an external 40-inch extendable antenna for that?
As I have. It's an Abree. It's a 40-inch collapsible, kind of like military style, and I also have a 15.5-inch whip and a mag mount, and I was getting ready to run it through the SDWR meter, see what I've got.
By all means, I'll encourage you to check your SWR, but the collapsible, is it frame mounted or is it just a mag mount?
Yeah, the 40-inch is just a screw-on to a handheld. Forgive my lack of knowledge of the nomenclature of these things. I'm still pretty new to the hobby. Over.
Well, now right there is 90% of it. Now that, if you take that mag mount and mount it on top of your car on a good, solid, fairly large piece of metal, it's going to perform a whole lot better than the collapsible on your handheld. It just doesn't have the grounding.
Yeah, that I was doing some tests with like a tiger tail and stuff like that, and but like I said, I just got this radio yesterday, so I'm just testing it out. So far, I don't really find the performance as good as the Baofeng.
All right, well, one other thing to check. I've got a Baofeng, and it is a tri-power. It's 2, 4, and 8 watts. And I can set the power. So check to see if your radio has an adjustable power level. That might have something to do with it.
This one does. It has low, medium, high, and I believe it's 1 watt, 4 watt, and 8, and or 1 watt, 5 watt, and 10 watt. And like I said, I was transmitting fine. I'm just not receiving as well, depending on the antenna I'm using. So last night I got kind of frustrated, so I just kind of put everything back in the package. But today I have a little bit more time and a little bit more patience, so I'm going to go ahead and probably spend the day deciding whether or not I'm going to send it back.
You tried different repeaters?
Roger. I was, and like I said, last night I was trying the, I was on the Blue Ridge Radio Club net, and I guess it transmits through two different repeaters. So I was able to pick it up off one repeater, but not off of the W4YK repeater. I'm not really sure why. I double-checked the tones and double-checked my programming, and everything seems right. I don't know why I wasn't one to pick up off of that for some reason.
Where are you located, ND7J, by the way?
You know, I'm in Spindale.
Is the Mount Mitchell repeater by chance?
I'm spotty on it. I've tried it with my Baofeng. And when I'm outside, I do pretty well on it. When I'm inside, not so well. But, you know, I'm testing a few different antennas, and then tomorrow I'm going to try to build a quarter-wave ground plane for it.
Oh, that'll certainly help. Our J-pole is really cheap to buy or build, too. But I would try to find a repeater that's very close to you and use that as your reference to getting your radio set up. A lot of times, you know, repeaters have good days and bad days as far as conditions. So if you find a repeater that's close by you, you can at least say, okay, I've got my unit working properly, my antenna's adjusted, everything's good. A lot of times when you're having receive problems, it may or may not be you. So just something to keep in mind. Go ahead, Steve, ND7J. I'm just listening in a little bit.
Yeah, how you doing, Bob? And Jack, that's a good knowledge base to listen to there, Bob. Just a quick question. Last night when you were trying to hit the net, were you on that extendable antenna?
I was going back and forth. I was using my Baofeng as my main radio, and then switching back and forth to antennas on the new one. And it was strange, like, when I was messing with the squelch, and when I would hit the open squelch button, I was receiving, but you know, I don't know, it was just weird. And so I'm gonna try to work the kinks out. If I can, I can. If I can't, I already printed the label to send this thing back.
Well, I'm curious. One thing that you might do is if they both have the same connection, the same connector for the antenna, try the two antennas and see if you get the same result between the two radios. You might try that too.
That's kind of my plan. I was just I put this the collapse the extendable antenna on this thing right now to see what would happen. I'm going to try to skip around on a couple more repeaters and see what happens. I have a local one here in Forest City, so I'm gonna take I guess it was Bob's advice and see if I can key up on that and talk to a guy I usually talk to over here. His name is Steve.
Roger, Roger. Well, good luck with it, and I hope you get a good result and you don't have to go through the aggravation of sending that little thing back. So, 73s. Bob, are you still out there?
Go to the drive. What's happening?
Same old stuff, different day, just smells worse. And I am being a good husband. I'm at Joanne's Fabrics at Westgate Mall with my wife, and I got to go in and make sure she doesn't bankrupt me. She's going to buy some material for some draperies.
Highway here, so anyway, I worked all day on reducing the amount of cables and wires and what have you that I had coming through the house into the outside, from the outside inside, and reduced a bunch of the cables behind my station desk by a lot. So that's what I've been doing.
Wow. Sounds like fun. An organizational once in a while you gotta do. Well, listen, I'm going to jump out of here, bud, and thank you paper yesterday. Man, I tell you what, that was cool getting Israel and Oman. So, you have a good afternoon. Get her done. KN4BWA, clear after your final.
It's Steve, have a good one. I'm getting out of a truck and going back inside. ND7J, clear.
DJW Mobile.